With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. He had said all along that he would never do it. Now, President Biden is pardoning his son, Hunter, on gun tax charges, despite those previous promises that he would not. Young men shifted toward Donald Trump in the election in a change from recent years. Young white men already supported Mr. Trump in 2020 and again this year. Young Latino men were about evenly split between the two, Trump and Kamala Harris. Most young black men backed Harris, though 35% supported Trump. Mr. Trump announcing his nominee for FBI director.
Kash Patel was part of the previous Trump administration, serving as senior director for counterterrorism in the National Security Council. Now he'll head the FBI if confirmed by the Senate. Picking Patel to head the FBI enforces Trump's view the government's law enforcement agencies require a full overhaul.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn. Also, at SRNNews.com, U.S. Navy ready to launch a retrofitted destroyer to carry the fleet's first hypersonic weapons.
The USS Zumwalt has been undergoing renovations for more than a year at a Mississippi shipyard where workers have replaced inactive gun turrets with missile tubes. Pressure from Russian and Chinese developments have pushed the U.S. to deploy hypersonic weapons, which travel at 5 times the speed of sound. Once complete, the upgraded Zumwalt is seen as a platform to conduct fast precision strikes from greater distances. It will be undocked this week to prepare for 2 to 3 more years' worth of tests as it returns to duty. George Williams reporting.
Russian leader Vladimir Putin approving budget plans for the Kremlin, raising the 2025 military spending to record levels. This is SRN News. A leading insurance company goes all in on the LGBT agenda.
The next time you call Geico, don't be surprised if the person who answers the phone tells what their preferred pronouns are and corrects you if you get them wrong. According to an internal Geico memo published by Libs of TikTok, the company is putting all of its employees through extensive gender ideology training and instructing them to make gender a part of every customer interaction. Geico is bucking a trend that's seeing other major firms abandon woke capitalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Then there's this story. Walmart, the world's largest retailer, rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a growing list of major corporations that have done the same after an outcry by customers. Changes are sweeping and include everything from not renewing a 5-year commitment for a so-called equity racial center. This is SRN News. Many more shoppers apparently this year are using the buy now, pay later plans.
The ability to spread out payments looks attractive at a time when Americans still feel the lingering effect of inflation and already have record high credit card debt. Experts say the short-term loans can lead consumers to overextend themselves and warn that those who use credit cards for the service face higher interest expenses. The data firm Adobe Analytics predicts shoppers will spend 11.4% more this holiday season using Buy Now, Pay Later than they did a year ago. John Scott reporting.
Investigation continues into that house explosion in Jefferson City, Missouri. 6 people injured, 3 of them remain in critical condition. Officials say 2 dogs were also rescued from that home. Repeating now our top story, even saying he would never do it, now he has. President Biden pardons his son, Hunter. More details at SRNNews.com.